ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। So it is continue with the bhashyam where we left last class. Brahma asti uta nasti. Whether Brahman exists or not. Yes, Brahma asti. Katham, how do you say Brahma asti? This is how Brahma asti. This is how Brahman exists. This is how Brahman is. So, we understood that Brahman exists as the Jagat Karanam, as the cause of the universe. Kim Karanam, as the material cause of the universe. As the material cause, Brahman has simultaneously entered into the creation. In the very existence of the universe. And not only that, Brahman also is there as the intelligent cause of the universe. So, abhinna nimitta upadana karanatvena Brahma asti. So, jagat asti, the universe is existent and the Brahman must be there as the cause of the universe. But for the existence of Brahma, the universe cannot exist at all. So, Brahman asti, as the material cause. And Brahman is also there as the intelligent cause of the universe also. And not a changing cause, it's unchanging, unchangeable, changeless, intelligent cause of the universe also is Brahma. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. At the same time, vivarta upadana karanam, not parinami upadana karanam. That is why, by way of unfolding the mantras, the means of the mantras, by interpreting the mantras, Shankara Bhagavatpada also brought to light the fallacious views, the interpretations of this Anupravesha Shruti. And point out the logical fallacies and negated them, refuted them. Finally, we saw, yes, Brahma asti, how? And the entry of Brahman is not real entry, it's as though entry. So, Brahman being available for recognition in the cave of one's own mind, intellect, in the form of manifest consciousness, as the content, as the swarupam of I, the subject of knowledge, alone is figuratively presented here as the entry of Brahman. It's as though entry, there's no real entry. And I said, we have to remember these four words, sukshma tamatvat, sarvagatattvam, sarvagatattvat achalattvam, achalattvat Okay. Also, avayavarahitattvam. So therefore, no entry possible on the part of Brahman. It's a figurative entry. This we understood very clearly. Have we? So, parinami vadinaha views have been refuted. And why? It is not parinami upadana karanam, it is a vivarta upadana karanam. Because here, there's the sat Brahman is the only reality. Only reality. Then second tier than Brahma. And whatever is there being non-separate from Brahma. Brahman being non-distant, non-different from everything. We say everything else other than Brahman is only appearance of Brahma. There was a mithya. The two orders of the only reality. Satyam and Mithya are the two orders of the only and the same reality. Therefore, Brahman is the only Satyam. This much we have already understood. Let me go ahead with the class where we left. So there's no, in any way, there's no parinama on the part of Brahman. There's no evolution, there's no change. There is no motion. There's no action. There's no function on the part of Brahman. I'm going to the last sentiment which we learned, we read here, that Brahman is the absolute reality, inexplicably subtlest, formless, is available for recognition, being manifest in the Buddhi, the cave of Buddhi. Which Brahman? Akashadi Karanam Brahma. Having brought this universe into manifestation, Karyam Srishtva, Tad Anupravishtam, has entered Antaha Guhayam. It is as though I entered into the cave of Buddhi with attributeless Brahman, enjoys the attribute. As what? In the Buddhi, as the seer. Seer is the attribute. When you say, I am the seer, Brahman has the attribute of being the seer. Shrotru, as the hearer. Even though Brahman is not the seer, hearer, thinker, etc. Even Brahman is free from attributes. But all these attributes Brahman enjoys. As having been available there in the guha, being associated with the body, mind, sense complex, Brahman enjoys these attributes as what? Drashta, Shrota, Manta, Vijnata. As seer, hearer, thinker, knower, iti evam, viseshavat upalabhyate. Come on, who is that who is available? In the cave of Buddhi, as I, as the first persons, as the meaning of the word of first person singular pronoun I. Wow. That expression of the cognition aham, what is the truth of aham? You know, viseshavat, as the one having the attributes, upalabhyate, a seer, who is the seer? You look, there's no, if you say, I am the seer, I am the thinker, I am the enjoyer, come on, all those attributes, you know, all those qualifications attributed to aham. In fact, aham, I am is what? I am is nothing but pure consciousness, existence, free from attributes, attributeless consciousness, existence alone, because it associated with the body, mind, sense complex, enjoys these attributes, qualifications. You see who the seer is? Brahman is not the seer, but there's no seer. There cannot be seer without Brahman. Brahman is not the hearer, but there cannot be hearer without Brahman. Brahman is not the thinker, but there cannot be thinker without Brahman. There is no, Brahman is not the knower, but there cannot be knower without Brahman. Brahman obtaining as the Atma. and what changes undergo to be available for recognition as the thinker, seer, hearer, as the surupa of aham? No change. What change does the space have to undergo in order to be available as pot space or room space or kitchen space? Presence, sannidhi matrena, by its mere presence, having the enclosures, obtaining in it, the space gets different qualifications as pot space, etc., etc. So here also, this attributeless Brahma, nirvisesham Brahma, nirvikalpam Brahma, nirvikalpam Brahma, as avisesha atma, as avisesha, savikalpa atma, as thinker here, etc., the attributes available for recognition. Sahayeva tasya praveshaha. This Brahman being manifest in the cave of Buddhi, being available for recognition with attributes. Okay. As the very content, as the innermost essence. As the very, what is the innermost essence? We cannot go beyond that consciousness. As very content of aham, being available alone is said to be the entry of that Brahman. It's a figurative entry. Tasmat, therefore, there's no need for any doubt at all of the existence of Brahman. Asti tat karanam Brahma, therefore Brahman exists. Is it clear? Okay. Ataha astitvat. See, asti, because of the existence enjoyed by the universe, the entirety of the universe, everything subtle and gross obtaining as part of the universe enjoys existence, has the status of being existent. See, astitvam means you can, astitvam can be translated as existence or having the status of being existent. Astitvat, due to the existence of the universe. Asti te upalabdhavyam, Brahman should be ascertained as the existent reality. In fact, very existence is Brahma. See, we go to the next thing. The entirety of the universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, including ahankara, I sense, we say what? Mithya. Anything and everything which comes under the category of the known is what? Inert material universe, which is inclusive of every individual body, mind, sense complex. What cannot be included in this objective universe is this knower, the subject of origin. And this object, inert, material, objective universe is non-separate from this Brahma, Brahmatma. Why? Brahmatma is the very existence of the forms, names and functions which constitute the material universe. And all the forms, names and functions are mithya. Namarupa karmani, which constitute the Vishwam, is mithya. Because they are non-substantial. Forms have no substance, names have no substance. Functions are impossible without Brahma. And Brahman is the substantive, substance of the substantive universe. Just as water is a substance of the substantive ocean, light is the substance of this substantive world of opaque things. So here, the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, so arrived in the cave of Buddhi as the very content of I, as a source of all knowledge, is the existence substance of the substantive universe. Therefore, what? The universe is non-separate, inseparable from Brahma. Therefore, universe has no independent existence. It is mithya. So, mithya prapanchasya astitvena Brahma eva asti. Jagad asti, Brahman asti as the existence of the universe. And that Brahma, when you say your pure existence, you do not experience. What you're experiencing as the universe is nothing but Brahma. So, we are experiencing the existence manifest as the existence associated with the forms and names in terms of the universe. And that existence, what is that which lends existence to the universe? We see that existence can be arrived at as the pure consciousness only in the cave of Buddhi. It is consciousness which is the existence of the universe. Consciousness is in the form of existence of the universe. They're not to chit. It's because Varahi Navaratri, I want to remind you of the beautiful verse in Devi Mahatmyam. Remember? Chitirupenaya Kritsnam Yetadvyapyasthita Jagat. So Devi Parashakti is Chitihi herself. Here Devi is pure consciousness. Why? The knowing power. That which is capable of knowing is the very conscious. The Chitihi, Ya Chitirupena, Etad Vyapya Stishtati. She who alone, in her pure consciousness, remaining pervading the entire universe, Chitirupena Ya Kritsnam Jagat Vyapya Tishtati. Chitirupena Ya Kritsnam Etad Vyapya Chitirupena Ya Yakritsnam etadvyapyatishtati. Namastase, 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 namo namaha. One verse, another verse. Indriyanam adhishtatri bhutanancha kileshuya. In Bhagavad Gita, we come across this word Hrishikeshaha. Bhagavan's name is Hrishikanam Isha Hrishikeshaha. The Lord of Senses. Why? The senses means what? Mana indriyam, buddhi indriyam, isn't it? Antakkana indriyam, the internal instrument of knowledge and the external instruments of knowledge. All these instruments of knowledge function because the blessing of the presence of blessing of consciousness, Brahmatma in him of consciousness, isn't it? Blessing of the Brahmatma in him of consciousness. So, that's why Bhagavan, whose Swarup of consciousness, is said to be the Lord of senses. As Hrishikeshaha, Hrishikanam Ishaha. The same thing, in Devamatram, we come across this verse. Indriyanam adhishtatri bhutanancha akhileshuya. Bhutanancha akhileshu, akhileshu. In the entirety of all the beings. She who is there as the very substratum, as the very source of existence and function. Adhishtatri, ya adhishtanam sa adhishtatri. In what form? Chitirupena. Therefore, she who is there as the substratum of all the sense organs in her very consciousness, and by whom everything else is pervaded unto her salutations. Okay, so what do we understand here? This, what you experience as the existence of the forms, names and functions, the universe, is a manifest existence. We are all the time we're experiencing Brahma in the form of existence of everything that is experienced, everything that is known. That Brahma, Brahmatma, is always experienced as the manifest existence. Without the Jagat, the Jagat disappears, Brahmatma continues to be there as pure existence. In the waking state, your Brahmatma is available for experience, recognition, in her existence, manifest existence. What is manifest existence? Vyakta Satta, Vyaktam Sat. Existence associated with forms, names and functions. The experiencing part, you see, experiencing clay in whom existence of the form, name and function part. The experiencing the world of opaque things, you're experiencing light as the existence of the world of opaque things. And without the forms, names and functions, the world in deep sleep state, Brahma, the pure Brahman, the abstract formless reality continues to be there without any underway any change, but without the world, world of forms, names and functions, without association with the forms, names and functions. There's no association without manifestation. Then we say pure existence. Pure existence is not available for experience and existence of the world. The pure existence is available for recognition in the cave of one's own mind, guha, intellect, as the very pure consciousness. Okay? They're not two. There's an equation. There is an equation. Consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence, as the truth of aham, is nothing but the existence. Okay? Reality obtaining as the existence of the whole cosmos. Chit is Sat. Sat is Chit. Therefore what? That Brahma is Brahma Asti. Okay. Now, not only Brahman is available for recognition as the material cause of the universe, Brahman is available for recognition. We understand Brahman as the cause of the universe. But we can also, from the standpoint of the world of forms, names and functions also, to understand Brahman being the intelligent and the material, intelligent cause. How? Is it? Because the creation, the Puja Swami's explanation, creation always, creation presupposes what? The knowledge. Existence presupposes knowledge. Also creation, any action presupposes knowledge. You must already know how to make sambar before you make it. Isn't it? Knowledge, action presupposes knowledge. So creation presupposes knowledge. Even though Brahman is the nature of actionlessness, it also implies what? This all knowledge. So Brahman being Sarvajnam Brahma, Sarvajna Brahmatma, Brahman is there. In fact, you don't need to go in search of the two causes being inseparable. Puja Swami used to use a very simple example. Whether you see anything made of wood, a wooden carving, or a stone in a sculpture, you see, or a house, you see, any manufactured thing, whether it is a metal product, or a wooden product, or a stone product, or anything man-made, or there's no such thing called man-made, in fact, really speaking. Everything, anything you see two things inseparably. You see the material out of which it is made. You also see the knowledge and skill of the maker being inseparable, being expressed in the product. Please remember this beautiful understanding. Knowledge and skill being expressed in the work is always appreciated. Isn't it? When you see, we don't know who the carpenter is, who the maker is, who the manufacturer is. My God, this is so beautiful. And it serves a purpose. It looks so nice. You see the skill and the fine work. When you see the skill and the knowledge, you see. The skill and knowledge expressed, expressions of the manifest knowledge. Every product, we always appreciate the skill and knowledge. The expressions of the maker's knowledge, isn't it? So expressions of the knowledge obtained in the mind of the person. And that knowledge is what? Manifestation of the knowledge. So any skill and knowledge found on the part of any product, any thing is what is expressions of manifestation of knowledge. And the source of which is Brahma. The intelligent cause is also Brahma. There's no knowledge which is there without Brahma. That's why all knowledge is already there. Omniscience, Sarvajnyatvam, Ishvara Swarupam. So omnipotency of Ishvara is in the form of what? Omniscience. Sarva Shaktimattvam is in the form of Sarvajnyatvam of Brahma. Omnipotency is in the form of omniscience. Omniscience is omnipotency. Understand? That Brahma. Therefore, everything, not only Brahman created, Brahman has created, Brahman is very much there. Brahman has become everything also. Therefore, every product, from the standpoint of every product also, we can see Brahman being very much manifest as Brahman being available for recognition as the expression of knowledge manifest in the Buddhi. The source of manifestation is pure, abstract, formless consciousness existence. So, next we are going to see Tat Kritva, Tat Karyam Anupravishya, today's class. I've come to today's class, okay? Tat Brahma Karyam Anupravishya. Having entered into the creation as though, then what happened? Kim? Kim what? Then what? Okay, Brahman has as though entered into the creation, then what? Satchatyacha bhavat. Now, satcha. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada is commenting on the following word. Satcha. Satcha. Sat means what? Murtam. All the objects with the forms. All the objects with the forms perceptible through the eyes. Perceptible through the sense organs, perceptible, tangible forms. Brahman became all the perceptible, tangible, gross forms. Tyat cha. Tyat stands for what? And. Tyat cha means and. Twice and. Sat cha. Tyat cha. Cha is what? And. Amurtam abhavat. So sat stands for murtam. Tyat implies amurtam. Intangible, subtle, formless objects. Imperceptible. So only reality, Brahma, the intelligent and the material causes of the universe, having as though entered, created what? The world of gross, perceptible, tangible, objects having forms, and also the objects imperceptible, intangible, subtle forms. Formless, subtle, formless ones. Formless objects. Okay? Satchatyacha, chatcha, tyatcha, amurtam. Amurtam means formless. So tangible forms and intangible formless objects also. What? Abhavat became. So srijati stands for intelligent cause. The verb srijati creates. Abhavat stands for material cause. So, murta amurte, murta amurte, murtam cha amurtam cha. Dual form is what? Murta amurte, murtam cha amurtam cha, murta amurte. This all these forms, names and functions, the world of objects obtaining with forms and without forms are formless. Form with forms and without forms, all of them. He avyakrita nama rupe. Avyakrita nama rupe. All of them are what now? Undifferentiated form and names. Undifferent form, forms and names. Atmasthe. Obtaining in the Atma. Antargatena Atmana Vyakriyete. See what it is said here. What is creation? Bringing the already existent, unmanifested, undifferentiated world of forms, names and functions into manifestation, thereby differentiation is creation. So, murta murte, objects with forms and formless, without forms, already obtaining in the Atma. Inseparably, Atmasthe, where is the murtam? Where is the world of objects with the forms? Not outside of Atma. Atmastha, Atmastham, Murta Prapancha. Atmastha, Murta Prapancha. Atmastha, Amurta Prapancha. The entirety of the world of objects, with and without forms, already obtains in the Atma, Brahmatma, the very reality. Atmastha, in what form? In the form of Maya, and known as with the name Maya, with the name, with the title Maya, the entirety of the universe, in the, with the title Maya, in the form of omnipotency, omniscience, the entirety of the universe, of objects with without forms obtains in the Atma, in undifferentiated and the unmanifested, all obtains in the Atma. And that also, the already obtaining undifferentiated, unmanifested world of objects with and without forms alone, Vyakriyete, is brought into manifestation and differentiated. Vyakriyete means what is differentiated. That undifferentiated world of forms, world of objects with forms and without forms alone, is later on brought in, differentiated. How? Being brought into manifestation is differentiated. By whom? Antargatena Atmana. By this all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence. Obtaining in as the innermost. Antargatena Atmana Vyakriyete. Vyakrite Murta Amurta Shabdavachye. The entire world of objects with forms and formless, without forms, they have what now? Vyakrite Murta Murta Shabdavachye. So forms and names later on are what? All the objects which are the meanings, all the objects which are the meanings of the forms and the formless are differentiated forms. Vyakrite Murta Amurta Shabdavachye. Te Atmanatu அப்ரவிபக்த தேசகாலே இதி கிருத்வா ஆத்மா தே அபவத் இதி உச்சியதே. சோ ஆத்மா இஸ் செட் டு ஹவ் பிகம் தெம். ஆத்மா தே அபவத், ஆத்மா அலோன் இஸ் செட் டு ஹவ் பிகம் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் வித் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் வித்தவுட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ். தே அபவத் மீன்ஸ் அவைகளாக ஆத்மா ஆயிற்று. ஆத்மா இஸ் செட் டு ஹவ் பிகம் தெம். தெம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தோஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வித் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் அண்ட் வித்தவுட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ். So all the objects with forms are Atma essentially. All the objects without forms, the formless objects, objects with the forms, all are Atma essentially. Atma became them. Atma is said to be becoming them, said to have become them. Why? Because apravibhakta deshakale iti. All the forms and names which are ever non-separate from Brahma, which are non-different from Brahma, how time-wise non-different, spatially non-different. There is no time-wise distance between Brahmatma and objects in terms of forms, names and functions. There is no spatial distance between Brahmatma and objects, the forms, names and functions. There is no time distance or spatial distance between light and the opaque thing which is shining in the light. There is no time or spatial distance between any cause and the effect. Between water and wave, there's no distance. Spatial distance or time-wise distance. There's no spatial distance, time-wise distance between any cause, gold and ornament, clay and pot. There's no distance. There's no, absolutely non-separateness. Very important this is. As there is no time-wise spatial distance, time-wise distance or spatial distance between Brahmatma and the forms, names and functions, the universe, you say what? They're non-separate. It is said that Brahman has become the world. See, very important. See, clay has become the pot means what? Really, clay is become the pot, undergone a change to become the pot. So when you say something has, gold has become the ornament, means gold has gone through the processing to become the ornament. Any material cause has to go through a process to undergo a change to become an effect. Whereas Brahmatma, without undergoing any change, remaining exactly as it is, retaining its swarupam, still it has become the non-dual, only secondless reality, changeless reality, has become, without retaining its form, without undergoing any change, it has become the world of duality, constituted of plurality of objects. The world of duality, constituted of plurality, multiplicity, countlessness of forms, names and functions. So what is the reason we say Brahman is non-separate? Apravibhakta deshakale iti kritva. All these forms, names and functions are non-separate from Brahman. How? Without the time-wise distance, spatial distance. Therefore, what do we say? Atma is said to have become them. அதுவே இதுவாயிற்று. That has become this. சத்யத்யச்சா பவத்து. I really see how beautiful it is. Swami just reminds me. Okay. சத்யத்யச்சா பவத்து. Okay. To make it very clear. See, the entire world of objects, all forms, names and functions, the gross and subtle, perceptible and imperceptible. When you say imperceptible, objects with forms and without forms, all of them remained as what? Remained in what? Remained in unmanifest, undifferentiated form as Maya in Brahman. As the inseparable power. Omnipotency expressed, manifested is what? The world of plurality of objects. Omniscience manifested is what? The world of duality here. Okay. The word means what? Both inseparable. Vivartha upadana karanam. It is say, see, light does not become, we have to talk about the word Advaitam, isn't it? When you say, light is different, opaque things are completely different. All the things which shine depending upon the light are of the nature of opaqueness, or of the nature of inertness, opaqueness. I mean, light is completely different. Light is not opaque things. Opaque things are not the light. They're different. But still we cannot consider them to be two. They're two orders of the same reality. Why? Because they do not have existence outside of this light. They're non-separate. There's no time-based distance, spatial distance between light and the opaque thing. Therefore, we can say, even though light is not the opaque thing, light has nothing to do with the metal or the metal-made chair, any opaque thing, still we can say light has become the world of opaque things. Becoming, light doesn't undergo any change to become the world of opaque things. Without undergoing any change, remaining as it is, light still has become the world of opaque things due to the distancelessness in terms of space and time. Dependent existence of the world of opaque things. We can say light has become the world of becoming. Is what? Vivartam, vaivartam. Okay, changelessness. But understand. In the same way here, the abstract formless reality, which is experienced of existence of the world of forms, names and functions, which is available for recognition as the pure consciousness in the cave of Buddhi, has become all the objects with the forms and without forms. Because all the objects with forms and without forms are not created by consciousness existence, they remain covered in darkness of ignorance, in unmanifest, undifferentiated condition, as Maya, as the omnipotency, as omniscience, which is very Sarupam of Brahma, non-separate from Brahma. When they're unmanifest also, there's no spatial distance, a time distance between Brahmatma and Maya Shakti. There's no distance. What is the distance between fire and the heat? What is the distance between fire and the brilliance? No distance. There is no pravibhakta desha pravibhakta kala. There's no time-wise distance, there's no spatial distance. In the same way, there's no spatial distance or time-wise distance between the unmanifested, undifferentiated objects with forms and without forms. They all demands own Maya Shakti. Atmastham. So Atmaste Murta Murte Murtam cha Murtam cha is brought into manifestation and differentiation. When they brought manifestation also, differentiated also, the differentiated, manifested, differentiated objects with one with the forms also are non-separate from Brahma, non-distant from Brahma. That is, there's no spatial distance or time-based distance between the manifested world of objects also. Therefore, the world as unmanifested Maya Shakti is Mithya. As the manifested Jagat is also Mithya. That is why we say what now? Unmanifested Maya substratum Adhishtanam is Brahma. Manifested world also is Adhishtanam, or the manifested world also is Brahma. So Brahman is the only source of existence of Maya, only source of existence of the manifested world. Pujya Swami used to say very beautifully, Maya manifest is the universe, universe unmanifest is Maya, which has never existence independently outside of Brahma. Therefore, non-separate from Brahma. Because of this non-separateness, we say what? Brahman has become the world of forms, names and functions. World of objects with forms and without forms. The tangible, perceptible forms and intangible, imperceptible objects without forms. Everything is Brahma. So, Vyakta Prapancha Adhishtanam Brahma, Avyakta Prapancha Adhishtanam also is Brahma. Vyakta Vyakrita Prapanchasya Adhishtanam Brahma Atma, Avyakta Avyakrita Prapanchasya Adhishtanam also is Brahma. Brahman is always absolutely changeless reality. Therefore, Brahman alone is said to have become the whole. It is not really becoming. There's no process involved here. So the word te here means those two, those both. Those both means the world of objects with forms and the world of objects without forms. Tangible and intangible objects which constitute the world. Unmanifest as Maya is non-separate. Manifest and differentiated as the world also is non-separate. Therefore, Brahman has become the whole. Is it clear? And now it is further explained. This Murta Prapanchaha alone is further explained as Niruktam. Amurta Prapanchaha is said to be Aniruktam. We don't have two worlds. The only world of perceptible, tangible objects with forms. This is the only world of what? The imperceptible, intangible objects without forms. They further explained as what? Niruktam, Aniruktam. Nilayanam, Anilayanam. Etc. We'll see here. Kim cha Niruktam cha Aniruktam cha Niruktam cha Aniruktam cha. Brahman became world of objects with forms and without forms, and world of objects which can be Niruktam, Aniruktam, which this Murta Prapancha is what now? Niruktaha, Niruktam. Okay. See, nischayena uktam. Okay. Niruktam here means, okay, distinct the world of objects with the forms, which is distinguishable, which can be distinguished. Differentiate is niruktam. See, distinguishing an object means defining an object, what it is, how it is, etc. Niruktam. Aniruktam cha. And some, the formless, intangible things are non-distinguishable, non-definable. You can understand, but you can't define it. Can't understand it, but still subtle. Still, you can't define it. You can't explain it sometimes. Okay, you can say you have headache. I can understand your headache with my understanding of what headache is. But you can't explain what headache is. You can't explain what a thought is. Okay, this is called aniruktam, subtle. So, aniruktancha, non-definable, non-distinguishable. Okay, what is niruktam? Very beautiful. He says, niruktam nama, niruktam means, niruktam nama, niruktam means what? We say, nishkrishya samana asamana jatiyebhyaha deshakala visishtataya idam tadu ityuktam. Very nice. It's a beautiful definition of niruktam. What is niruktam? Niruktam nama kim? Distinguishable, definable means what? Okay. Definition of the definition. Definition of the definition is given here. Nishkrishya. Nishkaroti. I want to know the verb. Verb is nishkaroti. Nishkaroti means distinguishes. Distinguishing something. Seeing something being distinct. Seeing something being distinct or distinguishing is called nishkaroti, distinguishes. Samana asamana jatiyebhyaha nishkrishya. Having distinguished something, nishkrishya. From having distinguished from what? Samana asamana jatiyebhyaha. Having distinguished a thing from an object or a thing, simply, okay? From what? From objects of the same jati, similar jati, or the objects of dissimilar jati. Objects of same species or objects of dissimilar, similar species or objects of dissimilar species. Having distinguished a given thing, given object from the objects of similar species, the objects of dissimilar species, deshakala visishtataya, with the specification of time and space, with the specification, visishtataya. Visishtata means specification. The specification of time and space. Stating this is what is that. Idam tat. Stating this is what is that is niruktam. Iti uktam niruktam. What is niruktam? Niruktam means, you can say niruktam defined. It's a participle word. Take it as a niruktam defined. Defined is taken about definable. All the objects with forms which are perceptible can be defined can be distinguished from every other object. Every object with a form can be distinguished, differentiated from every other object of its own species or species of dissimilar nature. What is niruktam? Is it clear now? Samana jatiyebhyaha, asamana jatiyebhyaha, nishkrishya idam tat, this is that, this is what is that object. What is this object? This is what is that object. Stating thus, this object is that, having differentiated from the objects of the similar and dissimilar species, is said to be niruktam. Okay. What's aniruktam? Tadviparitam, non-defined. Shrika is non-definable. So all subtle, imperceptible objects without forms are non-definable. Contrary to those defined, tadviparitam. He doesn't explain much, that's all. Tadviparitam. So contrary to that, which are distinguishable, there are many, there are objects and things which cannot be defined specifically. The specification of time and space. They are said to be aniruktam. So, murtam is niruktam, amurtam is aniruktam. Nirukta anirukte api. Murta amurtayoho eva viseshane. So, here niruktam is adjective describing the murtam. Aniruktam is an adjective describing the amurtam. The tangible, perceptible forms being distinguishable, definable, is said to be niruktam. Aniruktam means amurta prapancha, the world of objects without forms, the formless ones. Being non-distinguishable, non-definable is meant by the word aniruktam. Therefore, don't take it separately. They're all explanations of already mentioned the murta amurta prapanchaha. Yatha satticha tyatticha pratyaksha parokshe tatha nilayanancha anilayanancha. So just as sat and tyat, the objects with the forms and without forms are available for direct knowledge and indirect knowledge. Pratyaksha jnanam is direct knowledge. The objects with the forms which are perceptible are available for perception are pratyaksha jnana vishayaha. The object of direct perception, direct knowledge. Whereas imperceptible subtle ones are inferred. Therefore, they're aparoksham. They're available for indirect knowledge, not available for that perception, but indirectly available for understanding through inference. Pratyaksha parokshe. Paroksha jnanam means indirect knowledge of objects through inference based on perception. Pratyaksha jnana means knowledge of objects through direct perception. Okay. So, this murta prapanchaha is available for direct knowledge, perception, whereas Amurtha Prapanchaha, the world of formless objects, available for inference indirectly. Available for indirect knowledge, aparoksha jnanam. In the same way, nilayanancha anilayanancha. Nilayanam means needam, nest, ashrayaha, an abode, a support. Murtaseva dharmaha, only the world of objects having tangible forms has its ashraya, has the locus, has its support. That is the attribute. Having an abode, having an ashraya, having the support is the nature of the objects with the forms. Murtasya dharmaha. Anilayanam tadviparitam. The contrary to that, amurtasya dharmaha anilayanam. Amurtasya dharmaha anilayanam. The formless, the world of formless objects has anilayanam as another dharma. Anilayanam means what? Not having the support. Not having support means not having the support of any attribute. Therefore, here anilayanam, it doesn't have a locus, the substratum, the support. Where you can locate it, how you can arrive at it. So it can be only inferred through something else. There is anilayanam. See, the forms which are perceptible have attributes as a support. So they can be perceived. The formless objects are attributeless. Therefore, they have their own attributes. Still, they are not perceived, perceptible. Therefore, they are supportless. Anilayanam. Being attributeless is said to be being supportless. And be support is said to be what now? Anilayanam. Therefore, they are imperceptible. Imperceptibility is due to the absence of attributes. And a lack of attributes said to be what now? Not having the support. Anilayanam. Therefore, nilayanam, anilayanam, niruktam, aniruktam. All these words are also adjectives describing the already mentioned the world of objects with and without forms, tangible, intangible objects, perceptible, imperceptible objects. So what? Everything is non-separate from Brahma. Nothing is separate from Brahma. Brahman alone has become everything. Don't lose sight of this, okay? In seeing the meaning of niruktam, aniruktam, we should not forget that Brahman has become everything. Why it is mentioned here? Nothing which is not Brahman. Nilayanam, anilayanam. Nilayanam means needam, nest. Ashrayaha, an abode, support. Amurtasya eva dharmaha. So having the support is the attribute of, having support for its being perceptible is the attribute of, is the dharma, nature of the objects with the forms. And this has also dharma. What is that? The imperceptible, invisible, imperceptible, intangible subtle ones also have anilayanam as their attribute. Okay, so here we have to remember, please understand, the sthula prapanchaha, the world of perceptible, gross, objects with the forms, enjoys its existence in Brahma. The imperceptible, subtle, intangible objects also are differentiated as intangible, differentiated and distinguished as intangible. Therefore, the world of subtle, imperceptible, formless objects also is manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of Brahman only. Sthula prapancha, suksha prapancha. The world of murta prapancha, murta prapancha, amurta prapancha. Everything is non-separate from Brahma. Because when the murta, amurta prapancha, when the world of perceptible, imperceptible objects, tangible, intangible objects remain unmanifest as maya, that is also imperceptible, isn't it? Unmanifested world, of course, is imperceptible. The most intangible. Then also it's not outside of Brahma. Maya is not non-distant from Brahma, non-separate from Brahma. Maya is Brahma. There's no Maya other than Brahma. Manifested world of murta, objects with the form is Brahma. Manifested world of formless objects is also Brahma. Brahman has become everything. There's nothing which is separate from Brahma. Okay. Therefore, what? Brahma asti. Don't lose sight of that question, okay? Brahma asti. Okay, next. Tyad anirukta anilayanani. Tyat. Tyat anirukta anilayanani. Amurta dharmatve api vyakrita vishayani eva. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada is very conscious and thoughtful of making us understand vyakrita vishayani eva. Look at this now. What about the seeing power? The seeing power here, all indriyani are what? All our sense powers. The powers, subtle powers, they're known as indriyani because imperceptible. All our indriyani, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, pranaha, five physiological functions, manaha, buddhi, chittam, ahankaraha, they're all imperceptible. You can take the corresponding totality of subtle aspects. Imperceptible. Understand? Even though imperceptible, tyat, anirukta anilayanani. Tyat, anirukta anilayanani means the world of, the subtle world of imperceptible, intangible objects without forms, which are non-definable, non-explainable, non-explicable, which do not have any support. Okay. Amurta dharmatve api. In spite of, even though they have the status of being the formless, imperceptible, still they all come under the category of differentiated, manifested world. Vyakrita vishayani eva. They're all not unmanifest. Don't mistake the imperceptible, subtle objects for the unmanifest world. Unmanifest is only maya. Not unmanifested, not undifferentiated maya. Though subtle, though imperceptible, okay, though supportless, though they have the status of the nature of being, imperceptible. Amurtha dharmatvepi, don't mistake them to be totally unmanifested. Imperceptible subtle objects should not be mistaken for unmanifested. Not unmanifest, undifferentiated maya, but they're also vyakrita vishyani eva. Also manifested objects only. When sargottara kala bhava shravanat, because why they say only objects only? The problem is, maya is imperceptible. Look at this. What is maya? Unmanifested, undifferentiated, potential, inseparable, inexplicable, power, knowing power of Brahma. Omnipotency, omniscience of Brahman is imperceptible, indistinguishable. Understand now? Therefore, that is also imperceptible. Therefore, we should not mistake the imperceptible world of subtle objects to be unmanifested. Why? We hear about, we come to know of the world of subtle, intangible, imperceptible objects without forms only at the time of after the creation. Sarga uttara kala bhava shravanat. We come to know of, we hear of the world of subtle objects only after the creation. Sarga uttara kala bhava shravanat. Before the manifestation, we do not know there's a mind. Do you know in sleep there's a mind? when everything remains unmanifest, undifferentiated as maya, nothing can be known. Just as in sleep you cannot know you have a mind. There's a mind. You can come to know there's a mind only after you wake up from sleep. When you're asleep, you do not know there is a mind. You do not know there are sense organs. Do not know there is nothing. In sleep, nothing is known. Not only the physical body is not known, your subtle functions are not known. Subtle things also are not known. Therefore, you come to know them only when you wake up. In the same way, only after the sargaha means creation. Asarga uttara kala bhava shravanat. We hear about the existence of those subtle things only after the manifestation of the universe. Therefore, kyatiti pranadi aniruptam. Kyatiti pranadi aniruptam. So, aniruptam, inexplicable, non-definable, subtle products such as prana, etc. Tadeva anilayanancha. That's what is anilayanam. You can't locate. There's no support, isn't it? What is the attribute the prana has to recognize it, isn't it? You infer the existence of prana, infer the sense powers, etc. based on the perception. Ataha viseshanani amurtasya vyakrita vishyani eva etani. Therefore, amurtasya viseshanani. All these anilayanam, aniruptam, etc. happen to be the adjectives describing the formless objects. And all the formless objects also come under the category of the manifested world only. Objects of manifestation only. Vyakrita vishayani eva etani. Do not mistake the subtle world of subtle objects, formless objects, to be unmanifested. Okay? Unmanifested also unmanifested, undifferentiated world as Maya is also imperceptible. Therefore, don't mistake the imperceptible world of Atlantis to be unmanifested. They also come under the category of the manifested world of things only. Is it clear? It may sound a little boring, but I tell you, all small, subtle details. I enjoy what I'm teaching. I don't know how you find it. That is why Upanishad Adhyayanam is, being Upanishad means what? You are seeing everything, a small detail. Nothing should be left out here. Abhavat means what? Becoming means what? Really, gold undergoes a change to become the ornament. No, Brahman will undergo any change, it has become everything. We say because there's never a distance between unmanifested, undifferentiated Maya and Brahma. There's never a time-wise spatial distance between subtle world of objects. There's never a time-wise spatial distance between Brahman and the world of perceptible objects. Therefore, what? Brahman has become the whole. That's a mithya, mithya prapanchaha. Okay. So before we go, left on point, very important thing, I should have told you. In fact, to know the existence of oneself, to have the knowledge of the existence of one's own self, no evidence is required, no effort is required, no pramanam is required. That's why we say what now? A human mind where there's self-consciousness, there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, no evidence is, to know one's existence, no proof is required. You must be awake, that's all. No evidence is required. No pramanam is required. Am I existing? Am I here? If you ask this question, and it's a differently problem. If you ask who am I, you are highly intellectual, spiritually inclined. If you ask, am I here? The problem is very different. Then you need immediate psychiatric help. Therefore, here, no evidence is required here. And therefore, and that Brahman, the all-pervasive, absolute reality, the obtaining as existence of everything, from which everything has come, which is existent, which is looked upon, which alone has become the world of murta, murta, prapanch, objects. That Brahman is always available for recognition as the innermost essence, as the very content of I, the subject of knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, aham, first, how do we start here? Brahma as jagat asti, brahmaiva asti jagadrupena. These are very important sentences. Brahma asti, brahmaiva asti jagadrupena. Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. Brahma asti, jagataha astitvena. Brahman is in him of existence of the universe. Jagadasti, I am asmi, aham asmi, jagadasti. I am here, the world is here. Aham asmi, jagadasti. Then, therefore what? Brahma asti. Why? Brahmaiva jagadrupena asti. Brahman alone is in the form of the jagat. Then we say what? That Brahman, which is the existence of the universe, is none other than consciousness, the content of aham. Therefore, Brahma ahamasmi. Brahma asti. Jagadrupena yad Brahma asti. Tad Brahma ahamasmi. That absolute existence, the absolute reality, which is there in the form of the universe, which is always experience the form of the universe is in the form of existence of the universe is none other than I, the consciousness, am myself. Tad Brahma Ahamasmi. Is it clear? Okay. Only one sentence, read and stop. Vijnanam Chetanam. So all the living, sentient, conscious beings are Brahma. Avijnanam Tadrahitam. Vijnana Rahitam is Avijnanam Achetanam. Insentient, inert, lifeless, inanimate being, such as stone, etc. Pashanam means a stone. Pashanadi. So Brahman became beings with life, animate, sentient, conscious, living beings. Brahman alone is in the form of insentient, inert, lifeless beings such as stone, etc. Inanimate beings also. Vijnanam Chetanam, Avijnanam Tadrahitam. Tadrahitam means what? Vijnana Rahitam is equal to Achetanam, such as stone, etc. Pashanadi. That is why all non-living, inanimate, inert things are also Brahma. They all have enjoyed existence. They are pervaded by consciousness. They enjoy existence. Brahman is in the form of existence of all the non-living things, inanimate beings. Brahman is in the form of all the beings where knowledge is manifest. As all back in the order involved in the functions. And that they are also Brahman is in the form of existence of the living beings. Sat, Tyat together constitute what? All the forms, objects with forms and without forms, subtle and gross, and objects with life and without life, animate and inanimate beings, everything is Brahma. That's why I told you many times before, I never get tired of saying this, the whole Golu is a miniature universe of inanimate, animate, living, non-living, mobile, immobile beings. The whole Golu, Navaratri time, the whole Jagat, the entirety of the cosmos, Vyakta Prapanchaha, Vyakruta Prapanchaha, is a miniature universe, is an altar for Parashakti. It is Parashakti manifestees. Parashakti manifest is Brahma Shakti, Parashakti, Shiva Shakti manifest is this world of animate beings. That's why Golu is a miniature universe which is bowed to as, which is used as an altar for worship during Sharan Navaratri. We'll try to complete it tomorrow, this section. We'll try to complete it. Okay? I mean, not simply completing. We'll have a much thorough understanding. We must see the whole Jagat being Brahma in the class itself. Otherwise, my class is a waste. It's not a class otherwise. The whole Jagat is Brahma, that Vishnu, and that Brahma Ahamasmi. That Brahman which is the Jagat is myself. Aham. Therefore, we can see the Mahavakyam being beautifully unfolded here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Me Bhagavati Parashakti Varahi Rupini Bhu Dhatri Bhu Rakshini Varahi Mata. Bless all of us with all clear understanding of the Shastra that we are studying.